Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
All right. Episode
9.
Nueve. That's what they say where I'm from.
Oh, no. Do not. Nope. We're not doing that. I don't accept that. We're going to move on and act like that never happened.
What?
I don't like that.
I'm from California. They use Nueve out there. What?
You're so weird. You can't say it.
All right. Let's get into this, man. Nueve. Can you tell the way it rolls off my tongue? Hello.
You're crazy.
Welcome to episode number 9, Nueve.
Stop. Can you stop?
You know what's so funny? So I lived in California for 5 years.
You're
I lived in Arizona before that for 2 years. You know, big Mexican population. Still can't speak any Spanish. My Spanish is so bad.
That's fine.
Can you speak Spanish?
No.
Because you're somewhat Mexican, right?
What? I am Mexican.
You're not Mexican.
Oh, no, I am.
What? Because
my mom is half Mexican and my dad is half Mexican.
I
am Mexican.
Yeah, I guess you're still
crazy.
Half.
What you mean? So you haven't been to my Nana's house. You better back up. You can't tell me you're kind of Mexican.
Let's call Nana. Can we call Nana on the podcast?
No. No, she don't. We don't.
Why do you react like that?
No. I know my Nana follows me on Facebook, so there's certain things I will put on Facebook because I know that she sees me on there, and I don't want her to have any part of this.
Is it a bad relationship between you two?
Oh, no. I love my Nana. Okay. I'm my Nana's favorite, and I know that. She knows it too. Yeah. But I also know what's appropriate for her and what's not, and this is not appropriate for her.
But if we just call her, I want to see, and we keep it respectful, okay? Jess gets nervous because back on our other Uncensored podcast, every time her mom would call, I'd hit on her. And so
you can't have any of that. There's none of that with her. She used to be a principal. She'll just be like, young man.
She'll spank me.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm curious of, because the Mexican culture, what I know of it, like I said, I was around it for 5 years, and what I've learned, mm-hmm. or 7 years technically, mm-hmm. It's a very prideful group of people about their culture.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, if you're going to sit here and say I'm half Mexican, but you can't speak Spanish, make her disappointed in you as a granddaughter, an abuela? See that?
I'm sure she wishes that I did know. My Nana, she's very involved with her church, and she like does mass in Spanish. She reads, writes, sings in Spanish. She like leads groups. Like, my Nana is low-key Jesus.
Do you?
Like, low-key, for real.
Do you claim that you're Mexican? We've talked about this a lot on the show, right?
You know, I always trip about my ethnicity.
Because I've never heard you say I'm Mexican before in my life. I've never heard you say that phrase ever since I've known you for 5 years.
But
now.
I don't really talk like that because I feel I get super weird about that kind of stuff because I feel like people expect you to be a certain way, and I'm very like, I am a person and a human, and this is who I am. And I don't like to, and I'm not ashamed of it either. I'm Mexican and Filipino and Native American, and when people ask me, I say, but I don't feel the need to. Like, I just feel like sometimes when you bring up your race, people try to like separate you and stuff like that. I don't like that.
Well, what, so when you filled out the census, what did you fill yourself out as?
Like, two or more.
Two or more.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd hate those things too, because I'm like five different things and they just want to say like this one. And I hate that. I hate that kind of stuff.
It's so much easier just to be white.
Yeah, you're like one.
Yeah, white as F.
I remember when we did the 23andMe, like you see a picture across the world and all the colors, and I have like 100 colors and Kramer has 2 colors.
I literally, let me go through that if I can get in fast enough. So we
like
did,
two colors.
On our last radio station, we had a thing with 23andMe. So we all did our you know, our DNA and ancestry stuff, right? And yeah, Jess's was fun. I mean, it was like a, it was like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, those heck of me.
Not me, folks. But my family has never effed outside of the white culture ever, I don't think. I don't think anyone has ever mated with anyone that wasn't white. Okay, are we ready for my, here's my, my genetic makeup.
Okay.
I am literally 99.2% European. 99.2, okay? And that's mostly British, and I knew that. I knew I was like mostly British. Like a tiny bit, I'm like a tiny bit French and German. I'm a tiny bit Italian, and then there's like trace ancestry. By the way, North African is in there. So, as a proud black man, I'm kidding.
Stop.
There's some Nigerian, but seriously, and this is in my ancestry. Like 0.1% of me is, let's see, there's North African, there's Nigerian, and then there's like New Guinea.
And so ancestry is so trippy.
It's weird, right?
It's awesome.
But I like wonder who those people are.
Yeah.
I would be super curious to find out like how that, if literally 99, I probably don't want to know, to be honest with you, with the whole white family that came over from... There's a lot of things, I think when there's when you're a white person, there's a lot of things about your history, especially a white person from the South.
That sucks.
Like, I don't want to not know, but like, I'm not like seeking it out either.
No, you don't know what really I mean? Wanna,
yeah. I'm not really trying
it's
to.
It's not very nice.
Trying to look for that. Anyway, so on this, so you, because I've always thought you considered yourself to be Filipino.
I do, and I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've never, just never heard you say Mexican before, ever. That's literally the first time you've ever said that, ever to me.
Oh.
So is that, so if you had like, okay, if somebody came up to you, play with me here, had a gun to your head, and like, you tell me your ethnicity right now, you can only pick one.
Oh.
What are you?
That's not fair, because I'm not just one, and but I don't like that.
If
I think
you had
that's like
to
the
pick one.
That's like one of the biggest things that I hate. One is not more important than the other, and I don't identify with one more than the other. I think that's why I'm always very like, I'm just Jess.
Is Nana okay with you not claiming that you're Mexican?
I like, do straight, claim that I'm
Jessica,
Mexican.
That is the first time, and I've worked
when
with you
have
for
you
five...
When have you asked me? When have you asked me?
How many times have we talked about this topic?
No, for real. When have you asked me, though? 200,000 times, probably. And I say I'm Mexican and Filipino. I think you just don't pay attention to me.
I've just never heard you, like, just
because you don't pay attention to me.
I'm Mexican.
Because I'm Mexican, Filipino, and Native American. And I think that's a... I get very frustrated, and I think mixed people get very frustrated because people like you...
Careful.
Try to make you pick one.
I'm
pick
not making
one.
You pick one.
Yeah,
so
you
you're
are.
Saying, well, I just, I feel
I'm a
like,
melting pot of brown, and I like that about myself.
Okay. I just, the what I like about people that are not white is there's so much pride in your cultures, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much heritage and so much pride. And I think you're the first person that I've ever met that's non-white that didn't have, like, one culture they latched onto and then had, like, their... line of pride that came with that.
Yeah, because I don't want to pick one, because I don't think one is more important than the other. I like love them and appreciate them for what they are. I also don't like speak any of those languages, so I never try to act like I do. You
can
know?
You speak no Spanish?
I know like words, but I don't speak Spanish.
You couldn't do it. Mm-mm. So somebody came in here so Nana, she speaks English to you. Is she disappointed that you don't know Spanish?
I think she's upset with my mom. But the thing with that, though, what's shitty is my mom grew up speaking Spanish, and then she lost that ability because when she was in grade school, people would make fun of her for having issues speaking English. So then my Nana spoke to her in English, so she would have, so she
That's
wouldn't
weird,
get bullied,
yeah.
bullied anymore
sad.
At school.
That's sad. Who is Filipino then in your family?
My dad.
Your dad is also 50-50?
It's a little up in the air with that because I don't know that much about my dad's biological father. I just know that he's Mexican, and I know that my dad's biological father is mixed with other stuff.
Yeah. So is your grandma side? Is she 100% Filipino?
Yeah. My little grandma, we called her little grandma. She came from the Philippines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now who is, the other thing you are is, Native American. Where does that come in? Is that like just like
my mom's side?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know much about that?
I know that. I think on my not it was like my Nana's lineage. Like some people came from Mexico, and then some people are like Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows all that kind of stuff.
And you've got black in you too, don't you?
Uh huh.
How much was that? Was it small?
It's like 6%.
But still, I mean, that's a pretty. That's not insignificant. Like mine's 0.1 or 1% or something like that. It's a very small group, right? But 6% is pretty large. Do you have any idea what side that comes from?
No. We've been mingling all over the world.
Yeah, when you look at Jess's map, that's like pimping all over the world.
It is. Everyone was pimping. I love that. I like it.
that's Jess's map. Mine just pretty much stayed to just one little spot.
And just
then, it went to Africa for a second, and that was it. Okay. Let's go to something we added to the podcast last week, and we invite you to come be a part of, is to just call the podcast. We're going to actually take this one step further. Should we talk about our plans for the podcast?
Go ahead.
Okay. So in the next couple of weeks, when we get a second, when our millions of producers can do our other work for us, we're going to take this podcast live, because I feel like if we had a live element to it, it would make it just a little bit more exciting, you know?
Yeah, like, and also scary, because it's a little
reckless.
I think that's where it's taken a little bit to figure out when and where we could put that, because it's a lot.
You just never know how this podcast is going to go.
Exactly.
And we honestly, and so here's the real talk about it. We feel like we have to kind of hide it from the Facebook page.
Oh yeah, no, there can be no trace of it on our Mixed Mornings Facebook page, because we're slowly just trying to.
There was something the other day. The comments are getting better. There's one that I had to respond to.
I blocked somebody.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Should we get into this?
I blocked one person.
Tell me what happened.
Because I blocked him after I saw the third comment. Three strikes, you're out.
Jess, here we go.
First one, he was like, these two need to go back to California. Another one was I was like, okay, that's fine. And then another one was, well, you guys just go back to California. And then the third was hashtag go back to California. And I was like, I will not let you start a hashtag, sir. And I blocked him.
Coming from the girl with the old Bay sweatshirt on today.
Yeah, I'm like,
we're not going back.
Yeah, kick back.
We're here.
I don't like, and that was just so gross to me. Go back to California.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out of here.
That's like, but honestly, it's really not terrible on there anymore. I don't get scared to like look at it. There was one comment this week where if you've listened to the podcast enough, you know, we kind of just kind of laugh at the comments that people are making about us. And it was really bad at first, but now it's just kind of getting.
Yeah, it's whatever.
It's like
now.
Just far and few. But there was one this week that was like, this makes me never want to listen to the show, as some video we had posted. And I'm going to flip around to see if Reagan and Bethany are on a different radio station. And I just responded back. I'm like, they're not, but I hope they get back on one soon.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And I genuinely do hope they, you know, I don't want anybody to be out of a job, you know, but.
But it's so funny that we have to be a certain version on Facebook and then there's a different version on Instagram. And then I think the podcast is a lot more interesting.
I would say that Facebook us is like radio us.
Yeah,
and like Instagram us is like podcast us. So
I know.
You pick your side of which one you want. They're all like versions of us.
Yeah.
It's just like, are we on our best behavior or nah?
Yeah.
Okay, so the point that I was trying to make was that'll be coming soon. Maybe next week, but we'll see. What I want to do, though, is be able to make it a consistent time so you can log on to whatever platform we're going to decide to be on. Not Facebook Live, 100% guaranteed.
Yeah, nope, not there.
We're not.
And if you bring it up there, I'm going to act like I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to delete you, too.
Where's this live show? I'm like, what are you talking about? Player?
There's no live show.
That's not us.
So what we did, though, to like, kind of prepare for that is phase one. That sounds dramatic, huh? That sounds like we really know what we're doing over here.
Yeah.
We rolled out a phone number so you can call the podcast at any time, and you don't have to call during it, just whenever you're listening to it. The phone number is 855-KRAMER-JESS, 855-KRAMER-JESS. Technically, you only have to type in the J part of Jess, but it's just Kramer-Jess, right? Uh-huh. It's too many numbers. But 855-KRAMER-JESS. And we started talking because I want to get an update on this story. We talked last week about how Jess was feeling like she wishes that Garage Boy would cuddle after your whole thing that you wanted was what?
I don't want him to get on his phone right after we have sex. I need like 2 extra minutes of attention.
So let's listen to you. Sorry. It's not recording into the computer for some reason. It was a minute ago, and now it's not, so I'm trying to figure out what I did. You know why? Here we go. We're not going to be able to listen in our headphones, because if it's not in program, this is so boring for you, but just know. Okay, here it goes. Listen.
Morning, Kramer and Jess. This is Jessica. I'm calling from Phoenix. but I am originally from San Diego, which is where I started following you guys from. First of all, congratulations on Baltimore. You guys are doing amazing. Jess, you're doing great. I feel you. I am also very needy. Maybe that's why we share the same name.
Hey.
But
hang on,
after
here.
My they family might. And I have sex, there's always at least a little bit of like laying together, kind of just we look at each other, we give each other a kiss, and we say, I love you.
Yeah.
And then just turn around and go to sleep, or on your phone, or whatever it is that you want to do. We have kids, but it's usually for us, it's going to bed. So I don't think you're wrong for feeling that way. I think I would feel kind of like, ew.
Yeah.
What the hell? Like, is that all you wanted?
Yeah.
But go communicate. That's all you need to do. Just be like, give me some love. Like, show me that, you know, that you love me. Cuddle, tell me you love me, and then turn around and use your phone.
Yep.
Anyways, love you guys. Love them from the podcast. And, yeah, have a great day. Bye.
I still don't quite know if that went into the system. That may have been just hearing it from our microphones. I'm not sure.
That's fine.
We're slowly getting here. Slowly but surely. Okay. So, number one thing, did you notice how she's like, you guys are doing great. Jess, you're doing like super great. It's
I
fine.
Know. That was so awesome.
We don't have to pick sides.
She did. She picked mine.
It's like, you guys are like really cool, but Jess, oh my God. Ah!
But no, that's exactly how I feel. Like it was like, ew. That's the feeling I had when he did that. And then we did talk about it and okay. I told him and he hasn't done it since.
Has he been good?
Yeah.
Everything's been good.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's like afraid. Any mistake he makes, I'm like, you know, you want to know I hate it?
Yeah. How did you bring that up?
How?
Yeah. And like, how did you word it?
I waited a day.
Okay.
To see if so I was
being
sex, crazy.
You waited 24 hours.
Exactly.
And then did you bring
he
it
came
up?
Home from work.
Okay.
He walked in the door and I said, I have to tell you something. Straight up.
Why are you so dramatic? Because. Nothing can't be done without dramatics.
He's like, this fool, he walks in, has his backpack on. He's like, what? And I'm like, you know, yesterday when we had sex and then right after you were on your phone, I did not like that. He's like, what?
That's pretty. Yeah, that's pretty firm.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And he literally said, what? And I was like, yeah, I really didn't like that. And I just need you to give me like 2 extra minutes of attention. And that's it.
And what'd he say? He's so chill.
You know, he's like, okay.
Yeah, he didn't care, huh?
No, he goes, honestly, I swear to you, it was just a notification. I didn't get to watch the game. I've been wanting to watch the game. That's why I checked it. But like, yeah, okay. And I was like, cool, never again.
And so since then, has he been like overly?
No.
Because I feel like what happens when I get in trouble in relationships is I rebound the other way, you know? So then I'd be like,
to make up for it.
My sweetest princess, as I'm playing with your hair and scratching your back. And oh, everything is just fantastic. So now, what is post-sex like now?
I get attention.
And what does that look like?
It's like, you know, we like cuddle and stuff and then that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're happy with that?
Yeah.
You're good.
And then I mean, if it happens again, I'm just going to be like, do you remember what we talked about?
I don't know if you listened to episode number 7 of the podcast.
But it's all about you.
It's all about you and how much I hate you. Has radio caused any drama between you guys yet? Has there been something you've said that maybe you didn't run past him? My ex-wife and I rarely got into things, probably because she didn't give a shit about me. That's step number one of how drama starts in radio relationships. Mm-hmm. You have to actually care about the person.
Oh.
But the
any chance you get. Ooh. Nice.
It's fine. It's okay. But with that said, the only time she ever got mad at me, like for real. No, it was 2 times. One time was actually on Channel 933. Do you remember that? Do you remember when we called her?
We did?
I had set up a dating profile for some reason, for some bit. I don't remember what the bit was, but for some reason I had set up a dating profile.
Yeah.
And I deleted the app afterwards. Uh-huh. Like we just did it and I deleted the app, right? But I didn't know that you had to, like, I guess I did know. I'm not trying to act dumb here, but I just didn't think to go through and delete my
profile itself. Yeah, right. You just deleted the app so you were still present.
So it was still
visible.
Showing up. Mm-hmm. Right. And so somebody either told her that I was on there.
Oof.
And we actually, you know, here's what happened was I think Gina, my old co-host, friend sent it to her saying, oh my God, like Kramer's on Bumble or whatever it was, right? And then so we talked about it on the air.
Turned it into a big thing.
Yeah, and I was like, she won't care. Like, why would she care if, obviously she knows like we're married, like.
Yeah, we're just doing this for radio.
Right, so we called her and just to like.
Without telling her why you were calling?
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
And she was pissed. She was pissed. Okay, so there's that one. And the only time that my ex-wife got mad at me for something I said on the radio was when I told everybody, this was in Tampa, when I told them that she changed her tampon with the bathroom door open. Like, it wasn't like right in front of me, but like she like did it while the bathroom door was open. And she got so embarrassed by that. Aww. And she was mad for like days on that one, man. Like, really? Just days and days and days. Yeah. So has radio presented any drama or caused any kind of friction between you guys? Because you've only been dating for 9 months, mm-hmm. and you're still kind of on your best behavior right now, right? Like, just wait till like 2 years in where you feel like you can just, you feel like you earn credit after a while to where you feel like you can talk about whatever, mm-hmm. but you don't sometimes, you don't.
Yeah.
So what happened? Anything?
I still run things past him. The only thing, I wanted to bring something up like for content, and he told me no. And I was like, fuck, fine. You know,
did you fight it or no?
Well, because low key, yeah. But the reason why is because it's not technically about us.
Yeah,
it's about like some friends, and it involves some of our best friends.
And he's like, nah.
He's like, no, because it's not our business. Like, that's not your business. And I was like, whoa, they don't live here. And he goes, uh-uh. And I was like, man,
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, and I was like, that's lame.
I just want to know.
I was mad though. I was like,
but. But there'll come a day where you probably don't care anymore. Do you think that'll happen? Because he doesn't really listen to the show.
Does
he? Because he's working.
Yeah, but I feel like he goes back just to keep tabs on the podcast and shit.
You think he listens on the on-demand show?
He's a big podcaster, so I think he maybe just scrolls through to make sure everything's cool.
just a little 444.
Yeah, so he knows uh-huh. if we're talking shit, and then, yeah.
Then he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about love.
All right.
Told you last week, and this has caused slight controversy.
Why?
This is the problem when you have three different shows.
Oh my God, here he goes.
And you don't align. By the way, annoying. I'm on three different shows.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we have a radio show, right? Uh-huh. And then we have the Uncensored Podcast.
Really?
And then I have my podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Have I mentioned that before?
I don't know if you have.
You should subscribe and buy the merchandise.
I didn't even know.
And support the advertisers of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that said, there's some things that I've said on the radio about my romantic life
mm-hmm.
that I've hinted to on the podcast, mm-hmm. but I haven't even really made any kind of glimpse on my podcast because...
Different audiences, different situations.
Different situations. Like, I would say probably 99.9%, well, I would say probably 70% of people that listen to Certified Mama's Boy are San Diego. Mm-hmm. Like 30, maybe 10%. Different cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 10% here. I don't even know, to be honest with you. But it's mostly San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to make sure the stories align.
Well, which is fine.
I'm getting like podcast caught up, right? Mm-hmm. Where like the stories aren't quite adding up. Like, I'm not saying anything to void out the other stories. I'm just not mentioning it on my podcast because my mom's there too.
I know.
And there's some things I don't like. You know how you're probably going to tell your friends things first before you're going to tell your mama.
And you're going to tell a certain version to your mom too.
Yeah, right. So I want to tell you this story because I need your feedback on this, okay?
Okay.
I have been talking about this on Certified Mama's Boy. But I'd say the radio, the Baltimore radio listeners are getting like the ultimate scoop on everything right now, which I know is unfair for San Diego people, but just give me a sec. I'm getting my life together over here, okay? So I have said that I've been just like trying to like clear my dating life up because mm-hmm. I do just want to focus on one person. Before, long story short, dating a lot of people, just having fun. Pandemic hit, knew I couldn't take anything seriously.
They know.
Blah blah blah.
They
yeah.
know at this point.
That's the shortest version of it I can yes. tell, right? But then I'm like, okay, now that I've got my feet on the ground and I got a job again, I got a direction at least that I'm headed. I want to start taking dating more seriously. Like I'm kind of over the dating a million people. Like I needed that for a second, but I'm over it now.
Yeah.
So I'm cleaning up my dating life and having to have a lot of tough conversations,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
this music is so ridiculous. Like I can't.
I think it's playing on the podcast. So I can't be 100% sure.
Okay.
Because. Again, I'm also not the kind of person that's ever going to ghost somebody. I'm never just going to disappear. Or really the biggest part for me is that people that it wasn't black and white said, listen, we are no longer dating. Like, hey, just heads up. We, even though we haven't like hung out in 6 months, we are no longer dating. So I'm feeling like before.
You need that?
That's why I got to ask the question. Because I've done it to a couple people that I felt like would need to hear that statement. But then there are like some some B squads.
Uh-huh.
That like...
Oh, my God.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I can't believe you called people B squad.
Well...
It's fine. It's fine. No, I get it. It's fine. I mean, I hate it, but I get it. Move on.
Because if and when I do get into something more serious, which maybe in the next couple of weeks I'll have some news on that. I don't know. I really just, honestly, real talk.
Nobody knows what's happening.
No, I know, because.
I'm so overwhelmed.
Because here's the thing. Let me take a step back before we get there. I'm talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated. I don't know it's going to be a thing. And honestly, I'm not trying to make it a thing only to go back and say it's not a thing anymore.
Right,
that's
right.
Embarrassing. So I'm kind of just taking time to make sure it's right.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks I can like make that decision if it's going to be right or not.
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yes.
You should verify this story? Okay. So with that said, if this is to become a thing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll be posting about it. I'll be talking about it. Like it'll be a thing.
Yes.
Right? And I... feel like, tell me if I'm right or wrong, that I need to go and...
Oh my God.
I don't think it's playing the system.
It's not?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I feel like I need to go and like tell these other women, A, B, C squad, whoever.
Okay.
That I am now possibly going to pursue one person.
When was the last time you had contact with them?
Depends. All different.
Oh.
So what is the procedure with that?
Mm-hmm.
Because some have gone well and some have gone terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the terrible one in a second.
Yeah, define that. Yeah. How long has it been, though? Give me the longest and that if you've contacted them or not.
The longest? I would say if I've had any kind of... even, like, just... friendly contact within like 30 days, I feel the need to like say something.
To let them know?
Just to be like, hey.
Because there was no like, hey, where this is done, you're just like, let's take a break.
Yes, okay. Basically.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd be like, hey, just to let you know, not working out. After, I'd say like after, since we've had some time, I think I'm gonna, however Kramer breaks up with people, I'm gonna go a different direction. I don't know what the fuck you say.
Going a different direction.
I don't know. I'm sure you have it typed out in your notes and you just copy pasted at this point.
No, I don't. First of all, I call everybody, okay? Because I don't text.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to be mature about this.
Uh-huh.
Because I really got myself into a situation.
Yes, you did.
But I also want to be respectful.
Yes,
I need to have that conversation?
I think it would be. I mean, I think so. If they want to. I think if you reach out and just be like, hey, I know we were taking some time. I just want to let you know, like, I think that it's not so much a break, but this isn't just going to work out. And if then they want to be like, why, what's going on? Then you tell them what's going on. But if they're just like, nah, that's cool. We don't need to talk. Then I think you should leave it at that. Because some people don't want that.
Have you had that kind of conversation before with somebody? Have you ever had to call somebody and say, hey, listen, like... Because a lot of times it's clear, right? Like, I just didn't do it very clear.
Okay.
There's like a start and a stop and a start and a stop and a start. Mine was like a start and then like a pause and then like...
Which kind of makes sense for you. I mean, in this circumstance, because you've been so on and off, you might... The other person involved might be thinking like, oh, this is just like routine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you say like, we should talk and they're like, no, then you need to leave it at that.
So that's actually what happened. There was one that I was the most concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you listen to this podcast and you've kept up enough, then you know exactly the one that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is I call it the toxic one, but she was
that
the one.
That is fucked up.
I know. But that's the only way I can describe it. We had.
You both were toxic.
We both were toxic. And it was
okay.
Like, it was
the
like,
toxic relationship.
Yeah. And that's okay. The only thing that. So I didn't, and her and I were so. You ever have somebody in your life?
Yes.
Just like probably.
Yeah.
Do you ever have somebody in your life though that you're just magnetic with? That you're just absolutely magnetic with? That like you know you can't really get around that person because you know that you two are just magnetic, good or bad? Like, this is what happened with her and I because we just click.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
You've shared that before.
Click. Yeah. And so and that's what happened. We would click and it would just like...
Okay.
Okay?
So
like
you
a million
out,
miles a minute.
You reached out and what did she say?
Well, so I sent her a text.
Okay.
Okay. And
like,
I said...
Like what? Like, you up? What'd you say?
You, the letter U.
Yeah, I hate
no,
you.
No, I said, Hey, stranger.
Oh, hell no. I hate you already. Don't be. Miss me with that bullshit. I hate that shit.
What do you say to somebody you haven't talked to in a couple months?
That's already, like, cheeky. That's already, like, flirty. That's already, like, stranger, I know what the fuck you're doing. I think you just should have been like, hey.
No, stranger. No. I can't say stranger.
You're
flirty.
You're already playing games.
Stranger is not flirty.
You were already playing
games. Because I said stranger?
Yeah. You don't. That's like a pet name. You just need to be like, hey, we need to talk. Like,
no,
straight
that's
up.
That's the worst kind of text to get ever.
No,
because here's the thing.
No,
there's no expectation.
Serious,
but there's no expectation that
hey,
I was going
to
come in here.
That's some game. You playing games, player.
855 Kramer Jess. Yeah. Now we got a phone number.
I hope so.
It's not
so.
Just me, you no more.
No, I can't wait till these people be like, miss me with that bullshit. Like, that's plenty.
855 Kramer Jess.
This. When it's like that, you can't be like, hey, stranger, it's been a long time. But no. None of that.
Can I just tell you
what'd
what
you
I
say?
Said?
It's been,
no, I don't want to tell you shit no more. Oh, I'm going to tell you.
Why? Because I told you?
I'm going to turn your mic off. Turn your headphones down.
I told you. You can't.
No, I don't. There's nobody listening that feels like that's flirty. You can say hey to stranger, anybody. Hey, stranger. Like, so anybody I would talk to, I haven't talked to in a long time, I'd probably say hey, stranger.
But your circumstance, the toxic situation,
that
you want to say
flirty.
Hey, stranger.
That was flirty.
When it's that fucked up, you need to be like, period, no friendly, like,
so
none.
So you feel like.
Already.
And y'all call
up.
It. Y'all call in over this, please. And we'll play him back next week. 855 Kramer Jess.
Please.
Jess thinks that my text to this girl, who mm-hmm. we had a 2-year on again, off again situation.
Yep.
Should have, and I haven't talked to you in a little bit of time now.
And you say, hey, stranger, I'm automatically, instantly like, what the, oh, hell no. Here we go again.
And you think I should say, hey, we need to talk?
If it's going to be what it is, like you ending it because you're pursuing something else seriously, absolutely. So there's no, like,
oh, so
up.
You, so you feel like, okay, let
it
me get.
It should have been straight
let
business.
Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. You feel like I should have said, hey, we need to talk, because if I say stranger, it's coming in as possibly
friendly.
It's like maybe he's trying to come back around.
Exactly.
Okay. I still think you're wrong, but okay. 855 Kramer Jess. Was that the right way to start the text message off or not? We'll get back to this next week, okay? I said, hey, stranger. I think I may have actually said, hey there, stranger.
Oh my God, I hate you. I hate you. Why are you playing these games with these women? I hate it. I literally fucking hate this. Like it stresses me out, and I get so stressed, and it's like hard for me because I'm your friend and I care about you, and then also I'm like me. So when I hear these things, it pisses me off.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because when I've been in this situation and I've seen those texts, like it pisses me off. That's what did she get pissed? Tell me what she said. She was
hey there, stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
no. No, I followed up with a question. So I said, hey there, stranger, period. I said, do you want to catch up this weekend or do you have time to catch up this weekend? One of those two. What?
It's just whack. That's whack. Because it's like,
what do I say?
All I got to say is, like, again, I don't even know how this ended or where she's at mentally. But, like, let's say she was still hopeful. If I would have gotten that text message and like you're like, can we catch up or can that? And then the call is like, I'm going to be seeing someone else. I'd be fucking tore up because that text like is open, is like a friendly, like open thing. Like when it's something shitty like this, it needs to be business from the very beginning.
So Jess still thinks I should have. Should I not even call her and just send her a text with all the details and that here it is? That seems so impersonal for somebody that was there for you during a really hard time in your life.
Well, no, that's fine. You guys can have a conversation if she wants to, if that's healthy. Because not sometimes that's not good for everybody. Not everybody can handle that because you're just bringing up old shit. My friends and I say that all the time. Why are you bringing up old shit? And that's what that's doing to me personally.
And you're emotionally stable. So.
And I'm not. Exactly. I'm not. So that's just so
okay.
much.
All right. Okay. All right. Fast forward now. Okay. So I sent the text, right? 8 hours goes by, Jess.
She doesn't respond to you? Why
not?
Because you pissed her off. That's
eight
why.
8 hours goes by.
Yeah, because she was mad.
1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours.
And I mean, you're waiting?
I'm just like, at some point there, I was like, I had to go back and check. I did send that to the right person, didn't I? Like,
I mean, to her defense, though, she didn't need to respond to you at all. Like,
She didn't have to. No, she didn't have to. 8 hours goes by, get a response. What'd that response say, you think?
No.
She said, honestly, not really, but I hope you're well.
Okay.
Could have left it there, but I didn't.
And you should have, but you didn't. Probably. So what did you say?
Because I just want to have like a proper closure.
And see, that's where it's fucked up.
Why?
Because not everyone can emotionally and mentally handle that. Honestly, for her, she probably never wants to hear your voice again, because probably hearing you on the phone is going to bring up old shit, because obviously the time that you guys haven't been in contact, she's been trying to move on and detach herself from you. So you like, hey, remember me, even though I'm just doing this to like leave you alone forever. Like, what does that do?
Because imagine if you're scrolling through social media and there's been no conversation and I post a picture of me and another woman.
Well,
do you want to talk about fucked up? Like, well, that's fucked up.
I think with her sending that text, I think what you should have done after when she said, I hope you're well, just been like, thank you, I respect that, hope you're well too. I just wanted to let you know that I am seeing somebody and I didn't want you to be surprised on social media. So I wanted to let you know this way. That's what I would have done, because I do understand where you're coming from, but I also understand her trying to keep you at a distance. And so that's what I would have done. So she wouldn't get surprised and you would still be respecting her space, because obviously that's what she's trying to do, because it's a toxic situation. So to prevent the toxic thing that you guys always fall back in, that's what she was doing. That was her trying to be protective and like not fall back into what you guys normally do. And so what did you do? Tell me. Did you call her?
No. I responded, but via text.
And what'd you say?
I said something along the lines of, I think wow, that was unexpected. But I was like, but I, what did I say?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I said something along the lines of like, I just want to know if this is the last time you ever want to like talk to me or something like that. Because then I know.
That's so mean.
Why is that mean? Because then I want to respect that of her.
But why would you even say that without even being like, because you know why. So why even be like, is this the last time I'm ever going to talk? Still withholding that information of being like, hey, there's like a 70% chance you might see me post a picture of another woman. Like if I was her, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, just fucking tell me, dude. Like, just fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
But that's, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I did this wrong. Anyway, she responds probably 30 minutes later. She just goes, yes. Or she basically confirms she doesn't want to talk to me anymore.
Okay.
Could have stopped there.
Oh my God. I'm so pissed.
Could have stopped. Well, here's what I did. Because I knew, again, that we have this. I'm tired
of bringing
up the old shit. No. I'm tired of the on again, off again thing.
And so leave her the fuck alone.
So if she wants to do off again, like I'm for real done off again. Like I don't even want.
There is no opportunity because you're already supposed to seriously be involved in somebody else.
But like done. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to just be done with this chapter with her. Right? Like no chance of her reaching out to me or me reaching out to her. So like just done.
What did you say?
So I, at that point, deleted the text messages. The whole chain. I blocked her phone number and I deleted her contact from my phone because I just didn't. I was like, okay, the chapter's done. It's fine, right? But then it like weighed on me. And I just didn't want the story to end negatively. So I waited like a day and I emailed her.
Oh my God.
What Jessica, be a supportive friend before I come over to her.
I am supportive, and I have to be honest with you because I've been in her shoes, so I'm not going to not be honest with you, and I need you to understand
that. I sent her an email just being extremely nice.
What the fuck did you say?
I honestly don't remember, but it was along the lines of like,
thank you for always.
No, it was like, hey, listen, I don't like the way the exchange went last night on the phone. I just wanted to... I obviously we're both moving on with our lives. I didn't say I'm going to pursue somebody else, but I said obviously we're both moving on with our lives. But I just wanted to say yada yada. Thank you for everything you did for me. I will be forever grateful for those moments. Goodbye. More or less. Mm-hmm. Send the email. Never heard back. And I feel okay about that.
Good.
I feel okay. It was nice. It was nothing mean about the email.
Good.
No, now it's good. You've been shitting on me for 15 minutes.
No, I'm saying good for you. I'm still shitting on you, but I think I'm good for you, and I'm glad that you did what you felt like. But can you kind of see how it's like? The reason why I'm so frustrated is because when I was in my toxic situation, I felt like that person was always doing things the way what you're saying and the shit that you needed was because you needed that for you. I didn't want it to end it this way. I needed to say this. I needed her to know.
But it's my life
like,
too.
But when it's like, and I get that, but I think there has to be a compromise there. And I just felt like you kept pushing and pushing because
you
needed this.
I feel like this is your shit. I don't feel like this is the actual shit. I feel like this is your shit.
No, it's not. You're saying it's a talk. I'm telling you right now from what this woman kept trying. She literally low-key was like, fuck off. And you're like, no. And that's fucking annoying. And she's over here trying to like forget you. And you need to let her forget you. And closure is not what everybody needs. Everyone's closure is different.
Why can't
you're
it
being
be
selfish?
If I need it
you're
and she
selfish,
doesn't need it.
Period.
Why can't I just have my closure?
You're being
know
selfish.
That like, excuse me. Know that like I at least did what I felt was the morally right thing to do. I wasn't trying to fuck with her. I wasn't trying to make things awkward.
But you were.
Or weird.
I don't think you see
I
that you were, though.
I promise you I was not trying to. I was not trying to make things worse.
888 Kramer Jess.
No, it's 855.
Oh, my bad. 855 Kramer Jess. I really would like people to share with us what they think about that because I do understand what you're saying. And I think you just should have stopped halfway.
I think I'm a saint.
I think you should have compromised. And I think in the text when you should have reached out and been like, hey, I think we need to touch base on some things. I need to update you on something. I think that should have been the text that you should have sent her, to be honest with you. And then if she would have been like, I'm cool, hope you're well, then you should have been like, I appreciate that. I hope you're well. I wanted to give you a warning because I respect you. And I didn't want you to be surprised on social media if you see something and me involved with somebody else. But I hope you're well. Thank you for everything. And I wish you the best. That's what that should have been. So you at least would have gotten your like low-key closure and you would have respected her space. And I don't think you respected her in the way that you should have completely. But that's how I feel. Just letting you know.
Okay. Yeah. I think that most women listening, mm-hmm. and I know women, okay?
Right. You, oh, yes.
I do. I've been doing radio for women for like 20 years. If anybody knows women, it's me.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I'm serious.
Are you serious?
I think every woman listening, maybe not every woman, but I would say majority of women listening right now think that was a respectful way to end things.
Okay.
That like, I bet you that you wish that your guy that you were like, whatevering with had come to you and said,
if
hey, thank
she
you.
Wanted,
thank basically it's thank you next.
But if
I'm motherfucking Ariana Grande over
if
here.
If she wanted. If that's something that you if they wanted, yeah. But if it's not, then it's just hurtful and painful and it's like salt in the wound.
Now we have phone lines.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank
I can't
God.
Sit here and listen to Jess's baggage,
what?
Life baggage that's making
baggage.
Her have an opinion that doesn't
just,
make sense.
No, I'm trying to help you see from another side other than your own.
And I'm trying to show you that that's was a decent way to do things.
Did you just hear what I said? I'm trying to help you see somebody else's side other than your own. Are we done? We're done?
The podcast is yours.
No, it's fine.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, it's fine.
We've been going for a little over 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Turn it off. We're done.
Okay. Turn it off. Like it's that easy to switch.
Bye.
All right. So, listen.
Please call.
I think it was the right thing
I'm
to do.
I'm begging you to call.
I'm thinking that it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Men and women, by the way.
Yeah, no. I want
everybody,
both to call.
Kids of all ages. Like,
yeah.
Call in. 855 Kramer Jess, KramerJess, all right? All right, there it is, episode 9 in the bag.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media and listen to our podcast. I'm not mad. I realized at the end of it when you said, well, when he did this to me, I was like, oh, so this is a you thing.
That's not true.
All about you, Jessica.
It's
always.
Not.
Can we tell the Charlie story really quick, please?
It's
my favorite story of the week.
You need to give all the details. I'm so sick of you not leaving details out to make shit look different. Tell the story, and you better leave it all the details as to why I thought Charlie had something to say.
So I didn't realize until Jess and I started working just with each other that Jess always makes things about her.
No,
which I
don't.
Which I think is typical, honestly, of
literally,
like women
so
in their 20s.
Do you.
I know, but you're
and so do you.
No, but you're bad.
We're so fucking similar that it pisses me off that you think you don't do this
so
too.
I always get on to Jess
oh
because anytime it was like. She makes something about her. I'm like, this has nothing
no,
to do with you right
not
now.
True.
So the other day, so Charlie is our engineer, right?
He is the coolest.
The coolest guy.
Person on the planet.
He's got to be what, though, 70 years old?
I don't know.
He's an older gentleman,
but he's
right?
the best.
And he hasn't been in the building recently. I haven't seen him in a while. He came back in. We finally saw him, and I was so excited.
Uh-huh.
And I told Jess, I was like, hey, I saw Charlie yesterday.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that came out of this woman's mouth?
I said, did he say anything about me? But the reason why I said that, y'all, the reason why I said it was because The day before, I stopped. He stopped me in the hallway, and I had some issues with my computer, and I was supposed to go back to him after, and then I didn't because we got caught up with the show. So that's why I wasn't sure if he was going to bring up something about my computer. That's why.
Okay. I'm just going to keep a note. Every week in the podcast, we go over things that Jess made a better self this week, okay?
Whatever.
So, yeah, why don't you follow us on social media and listen to our podcast, Jessica?
Yeah, at Jess Do It, JESSDUITT.
And your podcast?
Low Key.
Is there a new episode up?
No, but there will be on Sunday. I think I'm going to I think Sunday. I was trying to figure out what day I
get
like.
Some time, yeah.
And Sunday's I think cool. I like Sunday, like self-care Sundays.
Ready to go for the week. That's good. I like that. I am That Guy Kramer on Instagram. And you can listen to my podcast, Certified Mama's Boy, where I'll be telling you all of the things very soon. I'm going to talk trash about Jess on today's episode.
Good.
She can't talk back.
I can't wait. Hey, and like for the record though, like on some real, real shit, just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I don't love you and I'm not your friend.
Well, you don't act like no friend right now.
See,
say three nice things about me right now. Let's end with three nice things. Number one.
Wait, pause. I am a good friend because I don't just tell you what you want to hear.
So say three nice things is all I'm asking. If we're friends, like you say we are.
Okay.
Say.
I think you're very empathetic.
Thank you.
I think you are very I think you're like changing the game of like what radio should be.
Okay.
Hundo P on that. That's like some real shit too.
Thank you, appreciate that, by the way.
And I think you're very innovative.
It's pretty much the same thing, but so you basically said two things. Whatever. And one was professional.
Whatever.
I can say 150 nice things about you right now.
You want me to keep going?
No. It's not like my love language is words of affirmation or anything.
I think you're an amazing dog, no, Dad. Nope. I think you're very caring. I think you, typically, usually, when it's not about you, you like to show both sides of situations.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.